And the day was going so good, too. I'd never experienced the feeling Iris was talking about. Did you ever hear someone say to you how they were thinking about you that morning and ran into you that day when you'd not seen them in years? That was Iris, but her ability to feel something was much deeper than thinking of someone. She'd get feelings of things that might happen that were bad. Maybe they weren't accurate, but they were pretty close. The morning my husband was killed in a car wreck, she told me she had a feeling. What I've found out, Iris's feelings were only feelings and that it was practically impossible to decode them to stop whatever was going to happen. I'll be right back. Iris grabbed her sweatshirt and pulled it over her head when she told Geraldine to hold down the shop. Okay, she said. We walked side by side, going in and out of the next few stores without talking to anyone in them, just dropped off the mail and picked up the outgoing. We need to figure out what the feeling is and who it's about so we can stop whatever it is you're trying to say is going to happen. You mean, like, solve the problem before the problem occurs? She questioned me in a very vague way. Let's face it. We took a left on Short Street, and I pulled the mail carrier bag to the front of my body and reached in to grab the baggie of duck pellets to give to my duck friend who waited for me under the bridge that allowed walkers to cross over Little Creek. Every time you've had this so-called feeling over the past year, it's not been a good outcome. Murder! She gasped and grabbed the baggie, flinging all the duck food into the creek. She grabbed my arm and started dragging me over the bridge. Sorry, buddy, I won't see you at the end of the road. I called to my little duck friend since we usually had a little snack. Then he'd swim down to the end of the Little Creek Road where I used that bridge to walk back over to the post office to get my third loop of the day. Not today. I wasn't going to go that far down the road since that was my house, and I wasn't letting Buster out or checking in on Rowena because I had the time constraint. He's a duck. Iris chirped with sarcasm. This is a life-or-death conversation we need to have. You're right, and it worries me that you only got that feeling when Grady texted. We took a left on Little Creek Road, walked past Mac's house, and stopped outside of Harriet Pearl's house. Facing the other side of the street, which was all Little Creek, Iris stared at me with a fear on her face that made chills crawl up my spine. I have a bad feeling about that book. She was able to pinpoint the item, but what was the feeling?